What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer once again for another edition of the Daily Purple Project Podcast Update. Yeah, it's been a few days, but anyways, on the football side here, real quick here, it's the night before Christmas here. I'm recording this daily here. Obviously, the big news story, we talked about a little bit in the daily. If not, we talked about it in the daily. We talked about it a little bit in the weekly podcast already. Skylar Thompson returning to Kansas State next year. Huge on the offensive side of the ball. Boy, and that's going to really spice things up in the quarterback position for 2021, obviously, with Will Howard getting some playing time this past year. And really not, it started off well, but towards the end really dropped off. And now you bring in highly recruited quarterback Jake Rubley into the mix now. It's going to be something. I mean, somebody is going to transfer. And we haven't even mentioned what the other quarterback, which I continue to forget on this podcast. And obviously, Nick Ost will be officially out of the picture. So it's going to be a battle against those two, at least for the backup spot. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. But 80% of me thinks that somebody was going to transfer before it's all was said and done. Let's just put it that way. But a lot of hype been around Jake Rubley since the sign-in. Since he signed his letter of intent, really his commitment, really, for that part. So, really anxious to see what's going to happen there on that side of the ball. But huge for Kansas State to get its leader back in on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they missed him completely. And so did the fan base. We took him for granted. That's just plain and simple there. And this changes some things. Now in that backfield, now you have another weapon, your ultimate weapon, that backfield, along with good old multi-purpose back, Deuce Vaughn in the backfield also. So you got him. And who knows if hopefully Malik can come back for another year, because he's going to need it. So that's right there. You have a quarterback, running back, and a talented wide receiver right there, if he's on his A game like he was against Texas. So there, that's huge news there on that front. But on the other side of the coin, Jerron McPherson is coming back to K-State on the defensive side of the ball. And he tweeted out, like, we got unfinished business, and that's a huge piece that you're getting back. I mean, this secondary got hit hard with opt-outs, injuries, especially the second half of the year. I don't know. The first half of the year started so well for K-State. But as this year progressed on this podcast, we talked about the second half of the year. It was going to be tough, and it proved to be just that. And K-State dealt with depth issues, injuries, and opt-outs. But this is huge to get back Jerron McPherson. Obviously, Just Hughes ain't coming back. So, and as I retaped this podcast here on Christmas Eve night, we don't know the status of Elijah Sullivan, if he's going to come back for another extra season or not. My prophecy says he's not, but who knows? We'll see what happens on that front. But Jerron McPherson really stepped up on his own. I mean, he's had some great moments back there, especially this year, and other times not so much, but he's come up with some big plays for K-State this year. And K-State, that's huge for Joe Klanneman's bunch there, the defensive coordinator for K-State, to get him back there. So Jerron McPherson, Skylar Thompson, two big key parts of the Kansas State team coming back. That's going to make life a slightly easier for Chris Klieman, but he knows a lot of work still to be done. I mean, I can go on a whole spiel about this year. Obviously, you know, not counting. We've talked about that enough. But hey, let's look at the positive side of this. Skylar Thompson, your ringleader, back on the offensive side of the ball. Your QB1 and your defensive leader, Jerron McPherson, back in the secondary. Huge for K-State. Remember, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer III. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, K-State fam. Stay safe out there, folks. Stay warm. I'm out. Peace.